Then they said to him, "That generous vizier has departed from this life. May God reward thee. For those gifts were always multiplied by him. There was no fault to be found with the donations. Now he is gone and has taken beneficence away. He is not dead. Beneficence is dead, yea, verily. The generous and upright minister is gone from us. The minister who is a flayer of the poor has arrived. Go, take this, and flee from here by night, lest this minister pick a quarrel with thee. We have obtained this gift from him by 100 devices, O thou who art ignorant of our exertions."
Interpretation. The situation has changed with one little detail only. One Hassan is gone, another Hassan is here. And these two Hassan, they could not be the same. The human beings are not the same. Period. That's the only change, really, right? But what are we looking at? Now, we are not looking at the poet who is very tired and needy and blah, blah, blah. Look around him. Everybody's expectation is lowered. So this second vizier has done something that everybody will say, listen, if he gives you this quarter of the stuff, grab it and run away. Because maybe even he will not give it to you, this one. The expectation of everyone has changed here. Yes?
He turned his face to them and said, "O kindly men, tell, whence came this Myrmidon? What is the name of this vizier who tears off the clothes?" The company said to him, "His name too is Hassan." He cried, "O Lord, how are the names of that one and this one the same? Alas, O Lord of the judgment. That Hassan by name, that by a single pen of his 100 viziers and ministers are disposed to liberality. This Hassan, that from the ugly beard of this Hassan, thou canst weave, O soul, 100 ropes. When a king listens to such a minister, he disgraces the king and his kingdom into everlasting."
Okay, and this is the conclusion for this poet, because he is looking for the problem outside. He doesn't say, "I was silly, I thought this could be repeated, I thought that. He is thinking that, okay, poor guy. Now, let's think about it and talk about it some other way. Yes?
The resemblance of the bad judgment of this base vizier in corrupting the king's generosity to the vizier of Pharaoh, namely Haman, in corrupting the readiness of Pharaoh to receive.
Okay. Here we go again to talk about the vizier. Who is the vizier? Who is the vizier? Is the second in command, right? Who is the second in command in you? You remember the lady? Here we are not talking about the lady. Here is the vizier. But it's the same. It's the logic. My spirit is the king and my brain is the vizier, right? This vizier is good or bad? This vizier is very good, but it could do bad stuff. This is the complicated stuff, because do you remember, everything started first book, first paragraph, that listen, you love this because this helps you to grow up, but this knows only the rules, exception, zilch, nothing. He doesn't understand it. So this is your duality in you. There is someone inside who should come out, because inside there's no place. The other one, which is inside, should send this one out. That other one should understand to become the secondary. Now we are talking about Belghis moving to Solomon. And what is Solomon? What is Belghis? Means, what is my spirit, my heart, or whatever you want to call it, and my intelligence, my brain, all of this. So this is what goes on. Here you will say, okay, let me give you a very good example. Do you remember the vizier of Pharaoh? Of course not, you don't remember it because we don't talk about it. Because it's not important. For us, it's Moses and Pharaoh, right? But now, listen, when you go to details, when Moses talks, Pharaoh has a tendency to give up. But the vizier will come in and say, "Ah." Oh. Means even sometimes some feeling, a strange feeling, will pull you towards the other way. But your brain, you should learn that not to listen to the vizier. But you cannot, you have to have the vizier. So this will happen. Yes?
How many a time did Pharaoh soften and become submissive when he was hearing that word from Moses? That word that from the sweetness of that incomparable word, the rock would have yielded milk. Whenever he took counsel with Haman, who was his vizier, and whose nature it was to hate, then he would say, "Until now thou hast been the khedive. Wilt thou become through deception the slave to a wearer of rags?" Those words would come like a stone shot by a mandanor and strike upon his glass house. All that the Kalim of sweet address built up in 100 days, he would destroy in 1 moment.
Okay. Whatever Kalim made, now he doesn't say Moses, he will say Kalim. Why? Because Moses is the Kalim. Kalim means who talked with the God. You know, the only prophet who talked with the God is Moses. Because that's the real spirit connected to God. Here, he brought the Haman, who is the vizier, and said, okay, he had a vizier, which was what? His job was hatred, somehow. He hated everything. Why? Because that's the secondary to the arrogant fellow. An arrogant fellow cannot love the people. And if an arrogant fellow will see something better, he will hate it. This is how it is. Here he will say, okay, there was this vizier, and he doesn't need to do a lot. Couple of days, Moses is working, and there is this feeling, with one stone he will break, he will say, you're the good fellow. You want to follow this stupid, poor guy? You're rich, you're the king, and he's the poor guy. That's enough. It will break it down. Why all this? Yes? Listen.
Thy intellect is the vizier and is overcome by sensuality.
What is the word intellect? That's apple again. You say, okay, I'm talking about this vizier, so I'm talking about your apple. Your apple is being the poor guy with all the temptations, and your apple will cut you from this path and reaching to heart. Yes?
Thy apple is the vizier and is overcome by sensuality. In thy being, it is a brigand on the way to God. A godly monitor give thee good advice, yet will artfully put those words aside, saying, "These are not well founded. Take heed, don't be carried away. They're not so much. Come to thyself, don't be crazed."
Yes, this is what your brain will do if somebody, an advisor, will give you some good advice. Suddenly your brain will say, "Aha, wait a minute. Okay, there were good words, but don't move. Don't become a crazy fellow." This is how the brain works. Yes?
"Alas for the king whose vizier is this. The place of them both is vengeful hell. Happy is the king whose helper in affairs is a vizier like Asaf. When the just king is associated with him, his name is light upon light. A king like Solomon and a vizier like Asaf are light upon light, an ambergris upon Abir."
Okay, why all of these exaggerations? Because this is what everything was for you to understand that, okay, my spirit, my soul, is the best part of me. There is a secondary, which is this one. If this one is working bad, it will break all the goodness in my spirit. But if this one is good, suddenly everything is good. That one is good, this one is good, lovely. This is what the situation is supposed to be. It means that my soul is being pulled, attracted by this goodness. Do you remember my soul? My soul doesn't like remaining in me. It wants to rejoin, to come out. That's what the heart is all about. When we talk about the heart, we talk about the subject which is outside. That's why the man in me should come out and all that. Here, we say, look at it. If the vizier, the spirit, is always good, your intelligence, your aql is bad, it will ruin it. If it is good, fantastic. Means what? Means, remember, you cannot change your soul. You don't need to. Don't think about that one. You should control this one. If you control your brain, your intelligence, then everything is good. Because if you control your brain, do you lie? All lying is the work of the brain, it's not the work of heart. So you will be an honest fellow to begin with, and the rest of it. Yes?
"The king Pharaoh and his vizier like Haman, ill fortune, is inevitable for both. Then it is darkness, one part over another. Neither intellect nor fortune shall be their friend on the day of judgment."
Means what? Said, okay, if the king is Pharaoh, means if your spirit, your soul is arrogant, then what will happen? And you have a very clever, intelligent fellow like the Haman. A bad intention and a very bad brain. What will happen? Then you're lost cause. There is no chance for you. And what did I mean by that? First of all, I meant when control your judgment. Do you remember this advice? One of the best things that a human being could do is to control the judgment. Because my judgment from my brain jumps out with what? Anger, fear, jealousy, should I count? This is what to do. But if I stop it, where does it start? How could I stop it? First, of judging me. I should stop judging me. How the hell do I know who the hell I am? I need someone else to tell me.